Welcome to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines, changing the conversation around divorce. This show is sponsored by Penguin in the Room. Penguin in the Room is an award-winning arts marketing and social media management company. If you want to jazz up your socials and have someone Instagram and tweet for you, then here's your answer. Go to www.penguinintheroom.com. As always, hit subscribe to make sure you're updated about new episodes. And we love to hear from you on social media at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. You can also email us. All the info's on our website, thedivorcesocial.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, you are listening to the final episode of Series 1 of The Divorce Club. Thank you so much if you stuck with me throughout the series or you just discovered us and you've binged. I really appreciate you listening. This podcast is created by me. I have a lovely editor who works with me, but other than that, I do it all myself, which is a bit tiring sometimes and feels a bit relentless. So I absolutely love it when I get messages from you lovely people who listen, and I can hear that it's actually helping some people and doing some good. So I thought a lovely way to round off the series would be to share a few of my thoughts and things that I've learned over the last 10 episodes and read out some of your messages as well. So I'll start with one that I got via email. It says, "Hi, Samantha. I'm a 26-year-old divorcee." That was so painful to write. "I was with my ex-husband for 6 years. However, the marriage broke down just 7 months after getting married. We got engaged after 3 weeks, but I was determined to have a long engagement because marriage just wasn't my thing. I was never that girl that dreamed of a big white wedding. 5 years later, after a family bereavement and lots of pressure from everyone to finally book something, I caved in and did it, only for him to start an affair with someone else soon after getting married. Weirdly, we're very amicable. I never did the crazy thing of burning his clothes or slating him on social media. I just held my head high and walked away. I've now been with my current boyfriend for over a year, and I've just realized how much was wrong with my previous relationship, which is making me feel like even more of an idiot for allowing it to happen. One thing I'm nervous about is his family. I don't know where I was married. I don't know how or if I should bring it up." Well, thank you so much for that. I don't know if I can answer that question or if I should. I don't think I'm the divorce guru, but I do think that honesty is always the best policy. And hopefully people won't judge you for being divorced. And if they do, send them to me and get them to listen to this podcast. So thank you so much for your email. I've got a Instagram message saying, "This literally gave me life, the podcast, while I started packing up my stuff to leave the matrimonial home, laughing out loud. Thank you. This is the only podcast on this subject that made me feel human and not like a huge fuck up. Also 32 and feeling so old, like all the hot guys are now taken. So love that you keep saying I'm still young. I'm like, hell yeah, I'm still young. Thank you very much." I do feel young. I think the more you say it, the more you feel. Yeah, age is only a number. Another Instagram message. I love this one. I think a lot of you listened to the Sarah Millican episode. And obviously Sarah's brilliant. And I also want to say that, you know, some of her words were taken out of context in the press. And obviously I don't condone those articles. They didn't contact me before they wrote them. And please listen to the podcast for the context of what she said, because it's not like it's written in the articles. But in her episode, she gave the advice to change your ex's number on your phone. So every time they message you, it won't be like a horrible thing. Or, you know, I used to have a nickname that I used of my ex. So it just reminded me of like when we were all in love. So she advised us to change it to something silly so you have a giggle. So someone got in touch. Hilarious update. Following the first episode of The Divorce Club, I changed my ex's name to Mr. Dull. The other week, I sent him an email about a parcel that arrived here at home for him. Somehow, Apple transferred the name to the email, so he saw. He was not happy. I laughed hard for hours. He brought it up in an email saying it was seriously offensive. Whoops. Thanks, Sarah Millican, with lots of laughing face emojis. I don't recommend telling your exes if you've changed their name, unless it's like a fun, silly name. Maybe be careful if you're forwarding anything on from your phone. I got another Instagram message. I've had a truly terrible week of finding out my separated husband has been seeing someone over lockdown, and I've been a wreck even though I've been split for close to 2 years. Your podcast has been a lifeline. I've sobbed and laughed, and they've been such insightful, honest conversations. Well done. And honestly, it's so nice to hear messages like that. I'm having actually quite an anxious day. I think what's been really interesting for me about doing the podcast is it's been so great for me to connect with other people who've been going through what I'm going through. I definitely feel less alone. But weirdly, sometimes I've been recording a podcast and doing an interview every day of the week, or even once a week. And it's been stirring up a lot of stuff for me about my own divorce and separation. And that's kind of been weird and interesting. And, you know, everyone in the podcast have told me that I'm very early stages, you know, still under 2 years in. But I think I sort of thought I was doing really well and like dealing with stuff. And I was just like really happy and everything was fine. I felt great. And I do feel great. But talking to people has definitely helped me work through some stuff. And, you know, I've still had times during recording the podcast where I just cry because I feel alone and I feel like I'm never going to fall in love again or meet anyone that likes me for me, or, you know, just be alone forever. And then tonight I ate half a tub of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Other ice creams are available, but Ben and Jerry's do a vegan one, and I'm dairy intolerant, so I don't fart afterwards. And I thought it was the perfect time to record this while I was in one of those moods of, you know, we do get better and we deal with things better. And I am still very glad I've been divorced, but there are definitely still hard times even now. And yeah, weirdly doing the podcast has, I think, brought me to some of those difficult moments of me looking at things within myself and like anger that I feel towards the relationship failing and things like that, which has been good in the long run, but difficult at times. Anyway, let's go to more of your messages. Hi, Samantha. I just wanted to tell you, I think your podcast is truly wonderful. I'm not divorced. I don't actually know anyone who is, but I can see how helpful this will be to someone who is and how it's going to help break down stigma. Anyway, you are a great interviewer. And oddly, this person used to work with my ex, but she doesn't seem to hate me for talking about him in the podcast. So there we go. It's nice to get a message of acknowledgement. I got a lovely message on Instagram when I announced how many downloads we'd got. So thank you for that. Divorce came through yesterday. We still love each other as friends. Most of our friends do not understand this at all. People seem sort of angry we broke up, like we did it to them. Anyway, what I'm saying is thanks for telling the stories about divorce. So much hurt humor in the reality of divorce that doesn't fit the narrative we are fed. Thank you. And here's one I got on Twitter. Hey, Samantha, hope all is well. As a bloke going through a divorce, I just wanted to let you know how much I enjoyed your new pod. Kind of made the whole shitty process feel a bit more normal. Look forward to more. And another one from Twitter. I just wanted to say thanks for these conversations. I'm currently at the tail end of my divorce after being separated for over a year. Don't want to overshare, but just wanted to say thanks. And another one on Twitter. Hi, Sam. I just wanted to say your Divorce Club podcast is amazing. I'm 36 and going through legal separation in Ireland over the last 8 months. Two kids as well. And it's been such a comfort to hear that there's light at the end of the tunnel. I especially love how you ask guests about what they did with their dress and rings, as it's something I think about often. Facing into what would have been my 8th wedding anniversary tomorrow, was just wondering if you might think about asking guests how they dealt with those kind of events post-separation. Keep up the great work. Best of luck with the rest of your divorce. Kind regards. I think that is a great question, actually. And I'm so early on, I haven't had to face too many of the anniversaries yet. I remember when it was our wedding anniversary, and I sort of only realized in the close run up to the date, and I did feel a bit weird that day. And I did find myself sort of talking about the wedding, and I did look at a few pictures, which made me sad. But I think, you know, it's not a death, but the way I treat the anniversary of my dad's death or his birthday and things like that is that I just try and do something that feels nice for me. So whatever that is, it's normally just seeing my family or doing something that makes me feel like I'm looking after myself. And I try to have a nice day and remember my dad on that day. And I think it's important that we don't kind of wash these memories out of our minds. I think it is important to remember that you were married and you were happy, hopefully, once during that marriage, and then move on and do something lovely for you. So that would be my advice. But I'll definitely ask some of my guests, hopefully in series 2, that question. I've also got another email. My wedding dress, 1997, went more and more yellow as the years went by. I tried it on one last time and then literally took it to the tip. It still fit, by the way. Love that. And another message. I love the podcast. I separated from my civil partner 6 months ago. We have two kids that I now only see 50% of the time. I'm gutted, but there have been some absolutely glorious sitcom worthy moments. Listening to and sometimes laughing at other people's stories is so healing. Thank you for a great new podcast. That's lovely. It's really nice for me to hear the silly times in other people's lives as well, because I've had some weird things that have happened to me. You know, like a journalist, I don't know if I did mention this in one of the podcasts, but a journalist had written an article. Well, she'd interviewed me for an article about when I was married and the fact that my ex got really into running and I wasn't really into running. I do yoga, but I also like cake. And she got back in touch with me because she wanted to do another article about a married couple, but from a different angle. And so not only have I had to break my divorce status to all my friends and family and acquaintances and work colleagues, I also had to break it to a journalist that I've never met but only spoken to once on the phone. I just thought, this is weird. Like, and I was thinking, oh God, how am I going to break this to her so she doesn't react badly? Which is very weird. I like redrafted the email about 4 times. I've had another email. This is one of the ones that is really useful if you've got your wedding outfit. And this is specifically wedding dresses, and you don't know what to do with them. Had an email saying you can donate your dresses to www.cherishedgowns.org.uk. That's cherished. Oh, I've said it wrong. Cherished. See, it's because it's midnight and I've had a tub of Ben and Jerry's. C-H-E-R-I-S-H-E-D, gowns. As in dress. And what they do is It sounds a bit morbid straight away, but actually when I think of it, it's a really nice idea. So basically they take a wedding dress and then they use all the bits from the wedding dress and make lots of smaller dresses for babies. And it's for children who've passed away. A lot of the time, like premature babies, and there won't be clothes to fit them. And then they're buried in these pretty dresses made up of, you know, nice lace or whatever material from your wedding dress. So I understand if that might be triggering for other reasons, and I will put trigger warning on the podcast. But, you know, if I do like the idea of your wedding dress then turning into lots of little other pieces that will, you know, help lots of families. And apparently they send you pictures of them if you want them. So that's an idea. I had another Instagram. Dear Samantha, thank you so much for the divorce podcast. I heard the episode with Sarah Milliken yesterday. It could not have come at a better time as I try and navigate a hideous divorce during a global pandemic. Could really resonate with what Sarah was saying as I've moved back home during these lockdown times to be with my parents. Will definitely listen to the others too. It's a hideous time, but so glad to know I'm not alone. Thank you. Keep safe and sane. Yeah, I think it has been particularly, you know, I've been recording this first series during lockdown. If you're listening in the future, a time when you can hug a stranger if they consent to said hugging, then, you know, wow, I'm excited to be where you are right now. But I have been recording these during lockdown and it's been intense. It's also been, because everything's been on Zoom, but it's also been intense to be divorced, newly divorced during lockdown. I found that strange because I can remember times when I was with my husband and we would have like 2 weeks to ourselves and just me and him, and we'd have a brilliant time. Obviously not at the end of our relationship, but I think thinking of that and also thinking of other people's lives, you compare yourself, even though you know nothing about their relationship, you think, oh, they're such a happy couple. They're off having the best time of their lives. It's probably like a holiday for them. They're probably having sex every day and just love each other so much and are having heartfelt conversations through the night, drinking and, you know, talking about their futures and making plans. And actually, I know from a lot of my friends that in relationships that they're definitely not doing that. But I think in your weird lockdown times, you know, I've been isolating alone. It can feel really, really lonely. I mean, divorce is lonely anyway, but divorce lockdown has been super lonely. But also, I've done a lot of DIY, so there's always an upside. My house looks real good.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi,
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Had another email saying, sell the dress. Fashions change and you'll end up putting in the clothes bank at the tip if you don't sort it now. You have lovely pictures of yourself in it. So cue Frozen, let it go. I love that. I am going to do something with my dress. I will, of course, let you all know when I sort it out. Thank you so much. There's been so many messages. That's just a small selection that I wanted to read out. But I really appreciate you all getting in touch. And if you don't feel like you can get in touch, that's absolutely fine. You listen and give me a smile from wherever you are. If you do want to get in touch, I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Samantha Baines, B-A-I-N-E-S. And we've also got an email as well, which is thedivorceclubpod@gmail.com. It's lovely hearing from all of you. And there will be a series two. I'm currently recording it now. It's a good one. I'm definitely looking for a range of experiences of divorce. I'm really keen to get lots of different people's stories and hear lots of different perspectives. So I'm really looking forward to that. If there's anyone you think I should definitely get on the podcast, who you think would be a brilliant guest talking, they have to be divorced, of course, but do let me know. And if there's any questions you specifically want to ask them, let me know. I think at the moment I've been focusing a lot on doing up my house, making it feel like my space again, because I lived here with my ex. So I want to make it feel more mine. So I'm kind of changing the color scheme. I bought a new bed. I think in the first 6 months I bought a new bed. I was like, right, I'm going to change the feel of the bedroom. I want to have sex with new people and new bed, not my old marital bed. I don't want to be, you know, having lovely orgasm times with someone new and think, oh, my ex-husband hit his head on that when we did this position. No. So I bought a new bed. I've been decorating the house and making it feel more me, which has actually been a really cathartic experience. I've sold a couple of things on eBay that we got as wedding presents. So I've made, you know, £4 3p, which also felt quite cathartic. I was like, haha, yeah, I'm not going to share that £4 with you. I'm not going to give you half of it. I mean, don't tell my solicitor, or I will have to do that. So I think I'm going to be asking people questions about things like that. And I actually mowed the lawn for the first time the other day. I know I should have done it before, but it was my first time mowing a lawn. And it was something my ex always did. So it felt like a very momentous occasion. So yeah, if you have any of those anecdotes, do get in touch, or any questions for future guests. Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, hi. Thank you for listening to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines. Please leave us a review. Please, please. It would be super nice. They're lovely to read. They keep me cheery and happy and keep me going. But also, it affects our listing in the podcast charts, which are very important because that's how more people find the podcast. And I'd love to help more people get through those really tough heartbreak and divorce times, and they're more likely to find us if we're higher up on the charts. So if you'd like to leave a review, I'd love you forever. You can leave them on iTunes is the big one, or most podcast platforms do them as well. I'll take all the reviews you've got to give. You can also get in contact on Twitter and Instagram at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. We have a website, thedivorcesocial.com, and we have a Patreon account, which means that you can support the podcast for as little as £2 a month, and it helps me with all the admin costs. It also means you have access to our 90s style divorce and heartbreak chat room, and there's lots of exclusives on there, little bits of audio that you don't get in the main podcast, and some giveaways as well. So I'd love to see you over on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Samantha Baines, and please leave a review. Did I say that already? Please leave a review. Love you forever.